Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get the house you want with the payment you want at buywithconrad.com. You don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket to do this at buywithconrad.com. NMLS number 65084, equal housing lender. The first step to buying a house is buywithconrad.com.
They are the wives. This is your weekly Monday happy hour. This is the Wives of Wrestling podcast here on Podcast Heat. I'm John Alba, of course, the caramel slut of the Wives of Wrestling podcast, joined every week by Mrs. Kim Orton and Mrs. Giovanna Engel. Ladies, how are we?
Very good. You can AKA me as the chocolate slut.
Chocolate slut.
Like chocolate.
What do you slut out for, Giovanna? Peanut butter chocolate combo?
Butter.
Okay.
Gotcha. I love peanut butter.
Yeah.
Reese's is my thing.
Yes. Peanut butter slut. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Ladies, I hope you had the best Mother's Day. How are you guys? You have a good weekend? Everyone trying to recover a little bit? Giovanna, it sounds like the kids are keeping the Engel household up right now.
Yeah, they are at home. They're home sick. So no school today. Joseph went to school, thank goodness. So he's fine, but the... The Paulin? Okay. You corrected me last time. The Paulin is insane over here because the trees in my neighborhood, because we live in a community and we all have to have the same damn trees, they all have flowers on them. So everybody's allergies is insane right now. And when the kids get sick, I end up getting sick because my immune system sucks. So that's that.
Sucks so bad. A lot of people, when they come to Missouri, wind up getting allergies that they've never had before. And that's happened with my Anthony.
Why is that?
Just because it's, you know, I guess like the different trees, the different, I don't know. We don't got the same dust in upstate New York as... Do you have
the trees that Giovanna was describing? Because we had a very specific term in college for those.
What kind of trees? What kind of tree?
Giovanna, would you like to describe?
I don't even know what they're called. They're trees that grow flowers, white flowers.
But, and then they turn green?
But they smell terrible.
And they smell terrible.
And we had a very distinct term for it in college.
God.
We colloquially referred to it as the Vagisil trees.
Because
the insinuation was that they smelled like there might have been an infection down there.
Like a dirty girl.
That's like a dirty girl.
Hysterical. It's, you got trees that smells like crotch rot?
It pretty much... As I would say, it smells like a funeral coming in our community.
John thinks it smells like crotch rot.
I mean, I wasn't alone. This was a communal nickname.
That's so funny. Yes. I don't know if we have any of those trees here. I will be sure not to plant any on our property, though.
Probably a good idea.
Do not enter my community.
Probably a good idea. We have this really nice tree grows in my yard. It's like a willow, and I Japanese willow, maybe. Okay. And when it's just starting, it looks so pretty. When they grow in, it's little tiny pink leaves and the whole tree is pink and it's like cascading down, but then it turns green. But I just, yeah, we just opened our pool.
Too bad you can't actually see it because your house is.
No, that's what I'm saying. We were there yesterday.
Mm.
Yes. We opened. Actually, it wasn't yesterday. It was the day before. We opened our pool. It's on 84 degrees already. The kids were swimming.
Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't fucking around. I'm like, you know what? We don't have a house right now, but we do have a yard. So we're going to make the most of that.
A very nice pay-per-view main event for Randy Orton. Yet another pay-per-view main event. He came out on the losing end.
He did. But good showing.
A good showing indeed. Does he like working with Roman Reigns? I feel like he probably loves.
You know, he likes everybody that he was in the ring with. He loves working with.
Yeah.
What
does Kurt think of Roman Reigns, Giovanna? Because Roman Reigns, when I look at him, I'm like, that's the next Rock. That guy's got the looks. He's got the movie star appeal. I think he's the next big crossover star.
I mean, Kurt's never talked about him around me at all. He says he's a very nice guy. But, I mean, that's basically all I say.
You guys, like, do you agree with me, though? Like, do you think he's, like, the next crossover guy?
He could be.
Yeah.
He could be. He's Paul Heyman's guy.
It's true.
He's a Paul Heyman guy.
True.
Paul Heyman gets, he pushes his peeps. So as long as he's under Paul Heyman's, fucking guiding hand, he can do no wrong.
Our recent guest on the Wives of Wrestling podcast, Ronda Rousey, becoming the SmackDown Women's Champion.
Yes. They beat the shit out of each other.
Yes, they did.
Very good match. That was awesome. I only got to see a couple of matches last night. First of all, I was very upset that I was not able to be there because I really wanted to go to that. And I couldn't go because my niece was here with her babies. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
How was that?
So much fun. I got to meet my niece for the first time. And I have a 3-year-old nephew, and we had a baby shark birthday party for him. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Right, baby shark.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. We got him the coolest cake. It was so cool. They had so much fun. So I didn't get to go to that. But I only got to watch a couple of matches last night. And I watched the AJ Edge one. And Rhea came out. At the end of that, did you see that? Did you watch?
I did watch.
I know, G, you ain't into it like that anymore.
My husband's not wrestling. I'm like,
and you know what? I would be
right next to him.
Yep. That match was good. I was hyped for Rhea. I kind of called that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sticking your pinky out here. I'm talking about. I called that.
Well, you know how you can like know shit, right? Like I really didn't know that one, but I knew it. Like I knew she was going to be a part of it. As soon as she turned on Liv, I'm like, oh, okay. But the Rhonda and Charlotte came out, and boy, I was telling, I was watching with the boys and everything, and I'm like, they are going to beat the living shit out of each other. And Rhonda came with the freaking double kendo stick, and she was like, pop, pop, pop,
pop, pop. You got to go out of your way to check this out. Rhonda
was badass. It was very cool.
So cool. Giovanna had a busy weekend herself, and we need to hear about it, because the last time that we had spoken to Giovanna, we were under the impression
she
was going on a trip to New Orleans.
I'm getting a beignet.
Again, a beignet.
And a beignet.
A beignet, as the Ellis would refer to it as. Apparently, that did not happen. What the hell went down, Giovanna?
Oh, God. You know, it's funny because me and Kurt weren't going to even talk about this because we wanted to keep it in our own little bubble because it was so spontaneous.
We throw people under the bus here on the Wise Wrestling podcast.
No, it's not even a big deal. It was just It was just awesome because nobody, I was this close to shutting my phone off just to like not even like talk to anybody because we were like in our own little bubble. But then I realized I have kids. So I was like, so it was crazy because there was this thunderstorm. I don't know if it hit you guys at all.
We got one.
You got it. Yeah, you got a thunderstorm. Yeah. Well, that was during our trip. So we were at the airport. Kirk kept getting the text messages that your flight was delayed. Your flight was delayed. Mm-hmm. So I guess from, 11 o'clock till like, what was it? 8? So we're like, screw it. We went to the airport. Kirk's like, I don't know if we're going to make, we're going to fly out tonight. And I'm like, what do you want to do? He's like, I want a chance. And I'm like, okay. So we packed our bags, said goodbye to the kids, and then we went to the airport. And then we sat there, and Kurt's sitting there, and he's like rocking back and forth.
It's the worst.
It is the worst. Yeah.
He was so annoyed because we had to go to Charlotte then to get to New Orleans. So we got on the plane. He's like, all right, we're going to catch our next flight. And I'm like, it's okay. It's fine. He's like, so he's like panicking now. He's like, I don't know, Giovanni. I don't know. And I'm like, babe, it's okay. So then the guy came on, the pilot, who's like, if we can't leave in the next 20 minutes, we're going to have to reschedule for tomorrow. Or the connecting, if you have a flight in Chicago, it could leave at 12 o'clock. So everybody's pissed off. And Kurt's like, do you want to stay in Charlotte? Like, he kept looking at him. He's like, do you want to stay in Charlotte and then leave in the morning to fly out? And he said, but I don't know what it's going to be like in the morning because of the reconnecting flights and the weather. He's like, I don't know what you want to do because we were supposed to fly home Monday. So it's going to be like a fast in and out trip. And I was like, babe, whatever you want to do. So he was really sad. Like, he was really, I felt so bad. So they were talking to the lady and he was like, oh, if you want a flight, it's going to be at 8. And they're like, wait a minute, 8 o'clock. You guys won't even be near each other on the plane. And then he's like, the next flight would be like 1. And now Kurt's looking at me. He walked away. And then he came back. He's like, we're going to do this trip another time. And I'm like, okay, that's totally fine. So it was like, oh my God, what time was it? Like 11 o'clock already? Said, get in a car, grabbed all our bags, got in a car. We drove an hour away and we stayed at the Nemecolon. Do you guys know what Nemecolon is?
No. It's a
beautiful resort.
Oh, okay.
So as soon as we got there, so basically we're still in Pennsylvania. We're an hour away from my house.
Like a staycation.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. This place is absolutely beautiful. So we went there and then they're like, oh, Mr. Engel, you got the presidential suite. And they looked at me and he winked at me. And he's like, it's because I'm a gold medalist. I'm like, shut the up. And it was our last one. And Kurt's like, he's like, they just threw me under the bus.
That's great.
Try to wink at me and everything. You're such a loser. He's like, and it was the last one.
So you got a little staycation out of it.
Dude, it was beautiful because they had this they spent like, I think like a couple million on the pool and it's heated. So it was chilly outside.
Oh, nice.
But the pool was 95 degrees. It was
hot tub. Yeah.
So whenever we were there, like we had like we got spa where it is beautiful. The spa is absolute. It's like this healing spa where Kurt was like, oh, this was the best decision ever. Like
so it worked out.
Yeah, it was so cool. Like, you know, we got a golf car where like Kurt thought he was like, I just realized Kurt's the worst golf car driver ever. Like it was
how do you drive a golf car, Pat? Is it just a crazy, like,
he just speed sucked. Demon? Huh?
Is he a crazy speed demon on it?
He thought he was, like, this cool, like, race car driver. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, who are you trying to show off in front of right now?
They accelerate fast, though.
Oh, they did. Oh, my God. And I'm so mad because, you know, that black jacket that we both love?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Got ruined. So,
oh, no.
Got ruined. So, well, the inside, they're going to They're going to fix that. Like I had to drop it off to the dry cleaners because I don't want to wash anymore. And then I got to take it to one of those people to fix it inside. I'm obsessed with that jacket. But it was such a fun time. And then we left. Kurt needed to get his protein bars. Freaking protein bars. We had to go to the gas station and come back. And then we saw a bookstore where Kurt, like, and I was like, oh my God, like the kids are obsessed with these books. It's the Piggy Gerald book. Do you know that, Kim, yet?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So my kids are obsessed with, I read those books all the time to them because they act the same every night. So I read my kids' books every night.
Yeah.
So I needed to get more. And then while I was there, Kurt's like, hey, I'll be right back. So I ended up finding him on a couch with 20 like books.
That's the picture you sent us. Cause I was like, what?
I don't know what came up with him. So he's just sitting there. He has all these like the bucket list book and like RV book where he just threw that thing. He's like, I'm not doing no RV. Like, cause of the shit that you have to do with an RV. Yeah. So he's like, I'm not doing this. So like, it was really cool because it was like 5,000 things you got to do before you die. Like all these like adventurous books that he was looking through. We ended up getting three. It was really cool.
I love that, man.
Yeah.
I love it. You know what it is? And I told him I'm very like structure type of person. I need to know what's happening. I need to plan it because I got too many things I got to take care of. Okay. This is good. But if it's like a trip like this, I love spontaneous trips. That's what I live for. That's like exciting to me because it was like, thank God if I didn't do this, I would have like, you know, you could be doing the same thing every single day, but if you do something spontaneous, you're going to be like, wow, I would have missed out on this. And that's what I love. I love spontaneous stuff.
You should have taken that spontaneous trip to Orlando back in March. But that's besides the point. Just saying. Well, that's awesome. That's cool that you got a good little staycation out of it.
Yeah, but I came back. How about this? Nobody knew that I was gone. And then my sister called and said the kids were sick. So I was like, God damn it, I got to come home. So I was like, well, I'm only an hour away. So I came home and like we came home Monday. I mean, we came home Sunday, Mother's Day. And like it was like 4 o'clock and then. And then the kids ended up celebrating Mother's Day with me, which was nice.
Yeah. Oh, see, everything worked out. You got a little refresh, reset, and you got to be home for Mother's Day. And now you get to be nice. Yeah, that's cool.
And that's why we're going to talk about it on this week's episode a little bit, even though it'll have been a week after Mother's Day. Again, we're taping this a week in advance. But we want to talk a little bit about our moms and Mother's Day traditions and all that good stuff. Yeah. So,
Kim, what did you do for Mother's Day?
Mother's Day, we went to, I want to say Big Joel Safari, but it's not the name of it. Gosh, why can't I remember the name of it? If Brooklyn was here, she'd tell me. We went to this big park zoo type petting zoo thing, and it was me, my mom, my stepdad, my brother, my niece, her husband, her kids, and me and the boys in Brooklyn because Randy was working. But it was awesome. We had to wait an hour and a half to actually get in the place because it was so crowded. But we all just stood outside and we were laughing and hanging. And, you know, I thought we had three little ones with us and I thought, you know, they're going to lose their shit. Being online for an hour and a half before we even get into anywhere. And everybody was so good. It was like the perfect day. It was like 78, 76, 78 degrees. It was sunny. It was like breezy, you know, camel ride, shit like that. It was a lot of fun. We got to hang with the boys. But the cool thing is, and bringing it like bringing last week's episode, into it. It was like an hour. It was like a 45-minute drive there. And me and Mike were talking the whole way there. And I was like, you know, I think I want to go skydiving with you, Mike. Like, I think we should do it. And he's like, Mom, please, please, let's do it, Mom. It'll be so cool. And I'm like, you know, I think I'll get the nerve up to do it just like as a thing for me and you to say we've done. Just to like conquer that one fear. bringing, you know, that in. And I'm like,
and you did it with your oldest.
And I did it with my oldest. And it's like something that I'm terrified to do now. And he really wants to do it. And I keep preaching to them. I want to kind of show them by example. I keep preaching to them. It's like, no matter how afraid of something you are, if you want to do something, you have to do it because you will regret it for the rest of your life. And so I am kind of feeling that right now. It's like, if I don't go skydiving with my son, I will regret that for the rest of my life. And I was actually thinking about that in the show. I'm like, I mean, if I go down that day, at least I can be like, you know, he can be like, wow, my mother had a big pair of balls on her. She jumped out of a plane when she was terrified and, you know, but she did it for me, you know.
That's awesome. I could totally do it.
I'll put my death on Mike.
Well, I want to send our little toast this week out to, I hope you guys had your great Mother's Days, and to the moms of wrestling.
You were your mommy for Mother's Day.
I was.
And you didn't.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
But I want to send this out here because we got to get our little opening shout out. Giovanna is shooting lemon water. So cheers to all the moms listening to this, the moms of wrestling, and everyone in between. Okay.
Cheers.
Mm. Little J-Mo on a Monday afternoon.
Gosh.
Kim came on here with her whole handle and was like, I'm doing it the Alba way.
Yeah. And then it just busted out the shot.
Alba way.
Yeah.
Let's talk about debt, baby. Yeah, no. Nobody actually likes talking about debt, especially someone like me in his late 20s. Talking about or thinking about debt is like the very last thing that I want to do, because paying down debt can be very stressful, especially when you need to keep track of multiple monthly payment dates. And if you're tired of juggling due dates, consolidating with a personal loan could actually be your answer. That way you'll have just one due date a month, and Credit Karma can help you find the very best option that fits you. Credit Karma uses your credit data to find loan offers that are personalized just to you, so you can have a better idea of what loan amount you can get approved for. Credit Karma will even show you your chances of approval, so you can choose between loan offers that you're more likely to get approved for and apply with more confidence. Comparing loan offers on Credit Karma is 100%, say it again, that's 100% free. It won't affect your credit scores, and it could save you money as well. Credit Karma. Apply with more confidence today. So if you're ready to apply, head to creditkarma.com/loan offers to see personalized offers. Go to creditkarma.com/loan offers to find the loan for you. That's creditkarma.com/loan offers. Mother's Day. Mother's Day.
What did you do with your mom? What did you wind up doing?
It's always been bittersweet. Holidays in general have been bittersweet for me for the last 10 plus years, because I've rarely ever been able to be home for them. And between college, then professionally, I never got off working in news. I never got off for holidays.
You got that wrestler schedule.
Right. If I had off one holiday a year, I was lucky. So like people would be like, oh, it's Thanksgiving. I'm like, it is. Like I didn't, like I wouldn't even know. So I rarely got to spend holidays at home. This year, I finally got to have Mother's Day dinner, which sounds like such an innocuous thing, right? Like not a big deal at all.
Right.
I finally got to spend Mother's Day dinner with
your mom.
Mom, and I was able to like give her a card in person. And so,
yeah.
Like small little things like that that you probably don't even think about.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time in years that I was able to do that. Mm-hmm. I would give her Mother's Day cards like weeks after, months after, because I had this thing with the mail where all my shit would get lost in the mail for some reason. So I was like, I'm going to stop snail mailing stuff here, and I'm just going to give it to them when I see them in person.
Okay.
So that was just even a small thing like that. So I got her a nice little spa trip for herself that she can go.
That's so sweet.
You just need to decompress on your own, right? And
she
just had foot surgery back in February, and it's been like a slow recovery for her. So like she's very anxious. She likes being up on her feet, likes walking, and she hasn't really been able to do it as much as she wants to. So hopefully a nice little massage and facial and all that helps clear that.
She get like a mom tattoo on you.
So
on your baby forearm.
So remember when we talked about the tattoo thing on here, I was like, God, my mom just had a heart attack hearing that. And and when she listened to it, she texted me and I sent it to you guys. She was like, you're right, I did have a heart attack. What is Giovanna thinking? And
I can't picture you with a sleeve.
I can't picture me with a sleeve either, but Giovanna likes the whole good boy, bad boy thing going.
Yes.
So
Then Kurt would listen to it back and he'll
Kurt's going to walk back with a sleeve. I'm going to tape an episode with Kurt and he's just going to have a giant fucking sleeve on him and I'm going to be like, wow, you're listening to the wives.
I'm going
to
send him the Randy Orton costume that has like the arm sleeves and he can wear it under his tank tops.
I taped with Kurt last week and he goes to me, he's like, man, you guys really have a fun time on the Wives podcast, huh? I was like, Kurt, that is an understatement. I was like, man, do we.
I like Kurt. You know what? I don't know. I feel like the no tattoos on Kurt, like the clean look. I mean, Kurt has two tattoos. He has his college fucking mask out, like right there on his shoulder. Kurt. And then he has his name. I mean, my name, his name. Can you imagine? Cocky ass? Have his name on him.
His name with a gold medal, just like draped. Right. Just draped around the name.
Yeah. But like
where is your name tattooed on him?
We have it in the same spot. We have it in like a spot where only me and him can see it.
Yeah. Yes. The tramp stamps. There we are.
Yeah. We got a little tramp stamp. Yeah. Yes. Good. So yeah, that's what we did. But like he looks good with the I don't like it. I wouldn't like him with that. Huh?
You got tattoos like months after you guys met, right?
Yeah. We did it in March. And then he proposed at the end of March, actually near my birthday. And then I found out I was pregnant with Giuliana in April.
Mm-hmm. But fast. Yeah, it was nice to be home and I went because one of my best friends is going through a rough breakup right now. So I was like, Mom, can I like be there for him just for a little bit? She's like, go ahead. She understood. So I went there. I saw the new Doctor Strange movie. I know you're big into Marvel.
Is that good?
I have mixed thoughts on it.
No.
Not a bad movie. Not a bad movie by any stretch of the imagination. It's a very different Marvel movie. So
really?
So Mike is the actor in the family. And he was kind of like ribbing about some of the dialogue in it. Okay, he's like, some of the stuff is a little like corny to where it's like, how did they even, how did nobody say anything about these certain spots in the movie?
It's like a Marvel horror movie. So if you like that vibe, that's...
Is Doctor Strange like what is it called? A zombie?
I don't want to give away spoilers, but you'll see if you watch it.
I want to go tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mind fuck. You have to kind of really own in and pay attention. But I saw the movie with him, then I went home, picked up dinner, and my uncle came over. So it was just nice to spend time. Like, I don't take that for granted at all. Just being able to spend a holiday home. This past year, I spent Christmas and Thanksgiving home for the first time in like 8 or 9 years, like both holidays.
You guys do it up for Christmas and
Christmas,
my holiday.
I was going to say, Christmas Eve, the Italian, like that's the way you do it. And I can't wait when we get to that down later in the year and we get to talk about that stuff.
That's so much fun. Santa comes to my house. He comes to my house.
So it was nice. And, my mom is super like mushy with that stuff and she appreciates that. So it was good.
Kim, your mom tell you, like ask you what to get her for Mother's Day still or no?
She tells me. Well, so
is this starting to be the weirdest shit now?
It's so Christmas. She will come like with a list. She's like, oh, I know what you can get me for Christmas. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then like my aunt who like lives here too, and her and my mother are like fucking Bonnie and Clyde. They're like, you know, my mother would be like, I know what you can get Donna. I know what you can get me. I know what you can get Ralphie. Like, she'll give me a list of everything to get everybody.
At least that makes it easy.
It does. And because she knows me, I just can't. Like, with just my kids in general, it's so hard to get them Christmas presents because they have everything. And then, so like, the older ones, they want, you know, the clothes, the sneakers, the cool shit, but their shit's super expensive. You know what I mean? And I'm like, well, I don't know, like, if you deserve.
Have you earned this gift?
You know, like, well, but they're asking for, like, I want these $500 sneakers. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Get a job. You know, but like $500. I couldn't imagine being a teenager and being like, I want $500 sneakers, mom.
Is that how they talk?
No. that was me as a teenager. I didn't talk like that. No. My hair, I was the fucking worst. I came from Brooklyn. Check this out. Funny, just has nothing to do with anything right now. But I came from East New York, Brooklyn, where like people wore like Timberlands, Jordan, like I don't even know if Jordans were out, but like Reebok classics. I remember like that was the thing. And so we dressed so differently, you know, and then I moved to Queens, which was only 20 minutes away from where I lived in Brooklyn. And it was completely different. And all these chicks are teasing their hair straight up. And I didn't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like trying. So like my eighth grade school picture, my hair was literally straight up in the air about this high.
Please. Just straight.
It was like a wall.
Josh
talking about a sun visor. It was like straight up. It was so bad. And yeah, it has nothing to do with anything. But like I had it like immediately. I turned into like this white girl from, you know, and I was like, I don't know how to do this. What is a kid? Like, kids is what they wore. And they rolled their like pants up tight and stuff on the bottom. And I was like, wow, okay. Like 20 minutes away. Life is totally different here. It was crazy.
You were cool enough.
It just like, it took me a minute to like figure it out and fit in, you know? Mm. It's hard to get.
Did you see
what am I watching right now? This Is Us. Oh, Bethel Park is where I grew up.
Really?
Yes, that's holy where shit. My whole they live.
Wait so a minute, when did you thought This Is Us?
Because you're talking about
it's so good. No, I'm saying, when did you start it?
Oh, so I watched it before, like when it started coming out, and then we completely stopped after like 7 episodes. And then because you brought it up again, me and Kurt ended up watching. We're like, this is so good. We forgot how good it was. So we're like watching it. And whenever they said Bethel Park, Kurt looked at me. He's like, that's where you live. And I'm like, I know. So when they were talking about like when you were saying fit in and stuff, whenever what he's saying, the whitest neighborhood. Why I talk like this.
Yeah.
So it is serious. So like try to fit in. Oh my God. So when you're talking about your hair, my mom tried to like dye my hair blonde. Like, She tried to do the highlights.
Sun in highlights though. Was it like the sun in, like the spray that you would turn your hair?
See, I don't even remember. She tried to do highlights and then ended up being messed up where it was only blonde on top. So I had to wear a hat for the longest time until my dad was like, we need to fix this chick's hair. Like, so I added like,
I want to know more about your relationships with your moms growing up. Like, what kind of mothers were they growing up, their personality traits? And if you've seen those carry through to you over the years.
I'm turning into my mother.
Commercials on TV where it's like the small things you start realizing you're becoming your parents.
I am turning into my mother to where it's so funny. Randy sometimes will even stop and he goes, you just reminded me too much of your mother just now. And I'm like, I know, I don't know why. It's so my mom, we got to get her on here. She's like all sorts of a trip. She's so funny, and she's great because like she will totally like make fun of herself, and she don't take herself serious at all. Everything is a joke and like fun to her, right? So Rob said the other day on Mother's Day, I was a little offended, but I thought it was super cute because he goes, you know, Mom, Grandma's my favorite person in the world. And I was like, aw. And then I was like,
wait a minute.
Should I say I love you? That's super sweet. Or should I be like, fuck you, Rob? So like everybody loves my mom. My mom has the best personality. She's like super cool. And so my mother's like the first one, no matter what party she goes to, no matter where she is, she's the first one dancing at any party, anywhere. And she's like, you know, she's like a baby. She's like, it's 12 o'clock. I got to eat lunch. She's like super like routine with stuff. But she's so much fun, but she's my mother. So like, she annoys me. You know what I mean? Like anyone else's mother, everything she does, I'm like, oh, but I sound like I'm starting to say things like her. I'll like move. I'll find myself doing little weird, like mom stands and movements and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God. Like Michael will make fun of me. He's like, okay, mom. And he's like, oh my God, you just did. My mother does this thing where we call her a horse. She'll go. So random. She'll go. If you say something to her, and this usually happens with my stepdad, because no matter what he says to her, she gives like a look or a whatever. But her famous thing, she'll go, no, I don't. What are you, a horse? Why are you doing that? What? I'm like, okay. Like she does some, and this is where I get it. She does like weird stuff, and I do weird stuff.
And you're a weird fucking person.
I am weird, and my Brooklyn's becoming the same way. Oh, man. Oh, we're all nuts. All the girls in my family are completely batshit. Completely. I'm not lying.
You know, I don't find it hard to believe. I'm not going to lie to you. No. I don't find it hard to believe.
If you could change one thing about your home, what would it be? A new kitchen, a new master bath, maybe put in a pool? What if you could do it with no money out of pocket and cheaper monthly payments? SaveWithConrad.com can help, and you can even skip your next two house payments. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender, SaveWithConrad.com.
Hey, this is Kurt Angle, and I have something incredible for you to try. Chicken Snacks and Snack Smart Crispy Protein Bites by Physically Fit Nutrition. We have chicken protein and plant protein. You choose. They're incredible. 11 different flavors, including cinnamon swirl, sriracha, buffalo wing and blue cheese pizza, sour cream and onion, just to name a few. You can get them in our family size 7-ounce serving bag or our 2-ounce single serve packages. Go to physicallyfit.com to order yours. Use promo code ANGLEPOD20 to get 20% off your first order, or you can sign up on our website to be a lifetime member and get 20% off not just for your first order, but forever. Try them. You're going to love them. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Now, Giovanna, you were the youngest, and I'll steal a term from my friend Matt Hardy, of a gaggle of children. Mm-hmm. You were the youngest of what, 9, right?
I'm the, one of eight.
So what was your relationship like with your mom growing up, and how was she able to form a bond with you?
So it's funny because we're all different age groups. So it's like me and my sister, she treated us like twins. dress us up the same, like we act, we sound the same, which is insane. But it's funny because when people used to call, she was the most popular girl in school, and I was like the goofball, whatever. So when like the hottest guys in school would call, that was when the phones, like one phone in the house, whatever, I would pick up and try to act like her, just to, like, what it feels like to be Lucia. You know? Cool. I would be talking to all the guys and be like, oh. So yeah, she, if you talk to her, she'll remember all those conversations. But my mom, she treated us. My mom is the type of person that would do anything, as you guys know, anything for anybody.
Drive across the state of Pennsylvania and Ohio.
Steal Kurt Angle's number, give it to her daughter, one of those things. But I think because I was the baby and my sister, Lucia, Chi-Chi.
Is she a year older than you?
She is, oh my God. Is she 12 months? I used to, we always say to each other, and now I forget because I feel like we don't use that anymore. We're like, you're only 12 months older than me. I don't know how, like, what her birthday's in December.
You're very close.
We're a little close in age. All right.
Irish twins.
Almost a year. Yeah, my mom's nuts. Almost a year.
Got busy real quick.
My mom was busy. But yeah, my mom, like, she treated us. I mean, like, my sisters were older, so they were, like, more adults, so she treated them differently, obviously, and then she treated me and my sister, you know, like the babies, but I was the baby, but it's just, she's just a cool person. It's so funny, because now she's at this age where we look at her as, like she's so sweet and we love her, especially when we're sick. Like, I don't even want my husband when I'm sick. I want my mom. Like, I say that to Kurt all the time. He'll be snuggling next to me and I'm like, get away. Like, I want my mom. Like, call my mom for me. Like, there's just something, either all my sisters say this all the time. Like, we want our mother. Like, my sister's like, what, almost 50? I don't even know. Nobody will know my mom's age. Don't even ask. My dad don't even know my mom's age. It's what it is.
Hysterical to me.
Nobody knows my mom's age.
I know, that's hysterical. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, she changed shit. She changed. I don't even know if legally what I'm allowed to say, but let's just say nobody knows my mom's age. And I told her she needs to change her age because my sister's like almost 50 fucking years old. So I'm like, mom, you gotta like boost that number up. So she's like a
10-year-old mom.
She's like, when did you have a kid? When you were fucking wild? Like, what are you doing? So, but she, her personality, and it made sense. Me and my sister actually looked at each other. We're at a birthday party, my sister's birthday party. She lives at, like, all my family still lives in Bethel Park. Okay. So we were at one of her birthday parties, and my sister has two gay best friends living next door. And they, like, my mom's just like loud, and sometimes she do some mean shit, or somebody's talking, she'll go right between them and just be like, so, like, she'll just do some like diva, some diva shit. And me and my sister, we just don't understand her, but we love her because she's our mom. And sometimes we're just like, we love you, we miss you. And then she comes and she hangs out with us and we're like, why do you got to act like this? Like, why do you got to do this? Yeah. So when we were sitting down at, like, we were sitting in the family room and we were just talking about the funny shit my mom does. And my sister's two gay best friends come in and they're like, we love her. She is our idol. Just saying all of these things about her, where me and my sister look at each other, we're like, wow, that makes sense. Like, these are her type, these are her people.
Right.
She's a literal queen. She's a diva. And we looked at her like, it's embarrassing. But she is like this diva, like, she, whatever she wants, she'll get it. She's a brat. Like, she, my mom, my dad calls her like, she's just this brat. Yeah. She doesn't own a pair of freaking tennis shoes. She wears high heel shoes. Swear to God.
No,
she
mom used to be like that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how.
How? How don't you own a pair of tennis shoes?
I don't know. Does she got like killer bunions?
Oh yeah, seriously. Oh, she got knee replacements, still wearing these freaking high heels.
No way.
So that's my mom. We love her. awesome. She's a diva.
Will Kurt be wearing high heels after his knee replacement or no?
Would you say?
Will Kurt be wearing high heels after his knee replacement or no?
Oh, please. Both of them. Oh, my God. Send some prayers my way, guys, because that's going to be a whole different shabam.
You're going to see diva Kurt Angle come out a little bit, and I can't wait.
My father-in-law had that done.
A double?
A double.
Mm-hmm. At the same time? That?
Yeah, and he said he's Bob. Cowboy Bob's a different kind of breed, man. He's like for real, like old cowboy type. He said, oh, I was walking around the next day. They like make you get up. It's like having a C-section type deal. As soon as you can feel your legs, like hours later, they make you get up and walk. Gosh. Like, excuse me, I was just sawed in half. Like, yeah. Nope, get up. So, he and make him do the rehab the right way. The rehab is so important.
Oh, I know. I'm trying so freaking hard. Like, I told him he needs to go somewhere and do it properly. And he's like, I'm like, if he milks this surgery, I'm gonna be so mad. If he turns into one of my babies, I'm gonna like love him as much as I can, but then I'm gonna be like, get your ass up right now and do the work, because I can't have you like this forever. So
Kurt Angle being a ham, no way.
around me I'm like a mom. Like, I guess, like, it's just in this thing. I always try to fix things. I always try to baby things. I always try to make people happy. That's just how I am. And he knows that about me. So, but when I'm taking care of four children and you're laying there, mm-hmm. and I know that you need to get up, I'm going to say you need to get your ass up.
Mm-hmm. So did your kids both express appreciation to you guys for Mother's Day and how much they love and care about you? Did they butter you up a little bit?
They did. My children hung out with me. So, and they bought me flowers, which are right there. Yeah. And they did that on their own, which I love. Nice. Yeah. They bought me a shirt and I wore it yesterday and it said, cool mom. Mm. So I had that on.
You're real cool.
Yeah, and Anthony and Brooklyn wrote me a little card, and yeah, they were cute. And I got slippers that
did
said
you have a full
mom.
Heart instead of a broken heart, like with Brooklyn.
It did. Yes, I'm full heart. She made me this thing at school Friday, and I'm dying because she tried to show it to me, and it was this paper, and it says, like, you know, what's your mom's favorite color and what's your, you know, favorite food.
I got mine right here.
Oh, I love that.
I have to read a few because it's
she took it. I told her I didn't want to see it Friday. I'm like, oh, I don't want to see it. We can't find it anywhere.
No.
We can't find it anywhere. And I like took a little peek at it as like, you know, she had it. And I saw it said, you know, Rob read it to me. And it was like, what was your favorite food? And it was like waffles. And it was, what was your favorite color? And it was like pink and purple. But like my favorite color is blue. She loves pink and purple. But she drew me, and it was so funny. I had this picture on my refrigerator for a whole year until we just moved out because I thought it was the funniest thing. She made me one last year. And Giovanna, I don't know that your kids watch YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, did you ever hear of this thing on YouTube where it's like, and you draw a pig, and it's like one circle, one big circle, one circle, one circle, one big circle, and it's a pig, and it's like WW nipple, 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 nipple,
she
nipple.
Give you tingle bitties?
She drew that pig. It was me. I was the pig. I was like, I go. Aww. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, but it was like priceless. I'm like, I have to keep it up.
So you,
like,
lost it?
No. I have that, but okay. I'm not home. I don't have my stuff.
Oh, I thought you said that was the last year.
You couldn't buy the thing, right?
The one from this year.
Well, so you know what you gotta do. You gotta pray to St. Anthony.
No.
Yes, I was looking for it for the last 2 days, and I didn't pray to St. Anthony. I'm swearing to God to you both right now that I'm going
to pray to St. Anthony right now.
Dear St. Anthony, please help me find my little art project that Brooklyn made me in school on Friday.
Okay. done.
As soon as I find it, I'm posting it on Instagram. As soon as I find it, I'm posting it.
Now, Giovanna, you've got yours. I would love to hear. You said this is Juliana's, right?
Yes, this is Juliana's, which...
And remind everyone how old Juliana is.
Juliana's 11.
Okay.
I'm not going to go through all of them.
Give us some notable moments.
Which is hilarious because I don't know why I'm obsessed with water. And I don't know what she didn't get that one right. She's like, it's what's your mom's favorite food and favorite drink? She says she doesn't have a favorite food or drink. Whenever I read that, I looked at her straight in the eyes. I was like, you know, I love water. So she looked at me. She's like, Mom, like, it's not that serious.
What about your little juicies?
Right. The juicies. Oh, those watermelon ones are really good from Target. But there's five. I wrote it down, the ones that I wanted to read. Okay, so number three. So this is a Kurt thing, and it just stuck. It says, what's the smartest thing your mom has ever told you? And it says, don't ever give up because you're an angle. Kurt started that, and it just stuck.
That's awesome.
So this one was so sweet because I was like, oh my God, my kids feel my pain. It says, if you could give your mom anything in the world, what would it be? And she said, a new big house.
Oh,
I know, because the market's crazy right now. So, yeah, that was like so like sweet.
Are there
any money? We've been trying to find a house for like 20 years
now. Golly.
What else? Number four. No, I already said that one. Number five. It's just how she knows me. It says, what kind of stuff is your mom really good at? And it says she's good at helping, which is so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven. Oh, this is like OCD. What's one thing you know your mom should do less of? She says cleaning the house. Freaking OCD.
Well, when you have little kids like that, it's just constant.
Constant vacuuming, like constant. This one was actually like funny. I died. What do you think your mom was like before she had kids? She said she looked a bit younger. I laughed so hard. I said it's so true. I did look younger, Kurt.
Well,
oh my goodness.
11 years ago. Of course you did.
Well, again, I got the good plastic surgeon if you really want it. So I got you. If like that.
Oh.
I turned sideways. He's like,
one more. Because this one really, I think this like had like a huge impact. Because this was the, like the scariest time of my life with my kids. And she said, what's the craziest thing you ever seen your mom do? And she said she tried to look for Sophia in a huge crowd.
Oh,
I lost Sophia at a Disney like thing.
At Disney?
It was the Disney Ice Capades.
Oh.
And I lost her. And I was freaking out. I never been that scared before in my life, and it was when it was done, so everybody was leaving.
Oh boy.
No, that's the scariest thing in the whole wide world.
Scariest.
So my brother, I've been through that, but not with my children, with my brother. That is probably the scariest thing in the whole world. I remember having Michael, and we were at Great Adventure, and he's in a stroller, and I had Ralphie with me, and he has Down syndrome. And oh my God, I was dying. We go on a ride. Yes, Giovanna. Oh God. And my mother wasn't
with me. Your mother was probably, she wanted to murder you, probably.
You know, we made her a shirt with a big, like, screaming lady face on it that said, where's Ralphie? Because that's all she used to scream when she was little. Where's Ralphie? She's still now. Come on, Ralphie. Hold my hand. I'm like, Ma, he's 30. Like, let him go. What are you doing? But so I have him at Great Adventure. And I have Michael in the thing. And we wanted to go on the flume. And we walked up to the ride. And I wanted to see if Michael was able to do it. I turn around. He's fucking gone. in great adventure. So now,
New Jersey, man.
Oh my God, right? So now, like, my cousin was there with us. We had a couple of people. And I'm like, you go around and you got to just tell all, like, start looking for him. Tell all, like, security who to look for. This is what he has on. I'm going to the exit. I run over to the exit. I'm like, don't let anybody out of this park. My brother's missing. And they were like, okay, calm down. They're like, we can't keep everyone in here. I waited by the exit because I'm like, nobody's stealing him. Nobody's fucking taking him. I'm like, they can look for him in there, but I'm going to stay right here. And he was online to go on a freaking Ferris wheel. They found him. He was just standing online.
Chilling.
I was like, he didn't even know he was lost. And the funny thing is, we couldn't find him for like 20 minutes. And my mother calls. I was like, oh, yeah, we're having fun. We're online for a ride.
She
bye.
Felt him.
And hang up. Bye. I hang up on her. So we get him in the car and I call her. I'm like, Ma, you don't understand. We lost them. And she was like, what? What do you mean? And I was like, oh, he left. He just walked away. He left. It was this. I like immediately every bad thought comes into your head.
Sure.
It is the scariest.
I mean, that's what my mom has become over the years, and she knows it. She's such a worrywart, and she will. The funniest thing is, you know, I lived away for 10 plus years, and now that I'm back in the area, she's like, all right, you need to tell me, like, where you're going, like, what you're doing. I'm like, Mom, you didn't know what I was doing for 10 plus years. Like, you had no idea.
Right.
I could have been dealing coke for all you know. Like, and
just call me.
I wasn't, just for the record. But I could have been, in theory.
One was living in trap houses and shit.
Right. So, you know, like, I was like, Ma, you literally had no idea. She's like, I know. I worry about my baby. I'm like, yeah. It's going to be 30 in a few months. So, like, let's.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I still am like that with Michael. He's 19. He lives in New York, but he's here for the summer. I'm like, you need to let me know when you're not coming home. Mm-hmm. You know, I just let me know. I don't care that you're not coming home. Just let me know. I need to peace of mind. No,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it. And it's you die as a parent to think, like, Rob texted me the other night. It's like 12:30. And he's like, oh, Ma, can I sleep on my friend's house? I'm like, don't ever ask me at 12:30 at night. You know, like, get your ass home now. You know what I mean? I'm like, get your ass home. You should ask me at like 9 or 10. Don't mess with me.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one.
My kids, since they were little, Giovanna, have always been like super attached. They're not wanderers, right? And they're like, and Randy would always be like, you know, as when I met Randy and they're all little, and he's like, wow, they're just like always up your ass. I'm like, that's right. And guess what? My kids are never being stolen. My kids ain't getting in no car. My kids ain't getting lost in no mall. Like, you know what I mean? Yep. I'm like, that's right. I like that they're like that.
Psst. Who's going to take care of your family if something happens to you? What would they do without your income? If you don't have a plan, you need to go to GoliathLife.com. Get a quick quote for more than 20 carriers. You don't even have to leave the house. If you need a medical exam, they'll send somebody to your house or office. You're in total control. You pick the rates, you pick the payments, you pick the terms. You're in total control, but it gives you and your family peace of mind. What if something happens to your income? Hurry to GoliathLife.com.
So I'm glad you're bringing up these traits about yourself, because we spent this episode talking about the traits that come from your mothers and whatnot. I thought we could have a little fun with It's True, It's True, RKNO this week. Instead of doing our typical competition style, I want to throw some true false scenarios about you guys as mothers and for you to evaluate yourself if it's true or if it's RKNO.
Okay.
So we've got a few scenarios that you guys are going to be able to chime in on here. Okay.
Yeah.
You got your dolls?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay. So let's do a special edition of It's True, It's True, RKNO.
Randy still has the medal.
It's True, It's True, RKNO. And you can be real here. Be honest.
Yeah.
You're the type of mom that maybe lets your kids watch some shows that they maybe shouldn't be watching.
Oh, God.
3, 2, 1, go. Kim says it's true. What about you, G?
So, I mean, like, who? The little ones?
I mean, you could qualify it however you want.
So Anthony and Juliana are the same age. Anthony watches South Park. I mean, he's terrible. Like, you know, but Anthony's also a 30-year-old man. Yeah, I'm not lying.
My kids are not responsible.
No.
And they repeat everything that you say. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's why I have to say this.
No, I'm that bad mom.
It doesn't make you a bad mom.
I did it. I mean, I grew up like that.
I was watching South Park in like third grade. You kidding me?
Okay, okay. So time out. Funny ass. So do you guys, have you ever heard of The Sausage Party? Like the movie?
You know, the cartoon movie? My kids watched. They're like, Mom, I don't know about this. It's like,
this ain't an animated movie, a standard one.
I didn't know what the movie was about.
We got a great story about that.
So Randy was like, oh, I'm buying us tickets to go see Sausage Party. So I'm like, all right.
You mean with the family?
Yes. Before Brooklyn was born. Oh, yes.
Wow. Or that maybe not a family
like,
movie.
Pregnant. I take the kids and I'm like this, looking at them. Don't look. Don't look. Like in between. No. And I'm like, I couldn't believe it. And then we walk out and we see people we know that all and I'm like.
So do you remember Team America, World Police, the movie with the puppets made by the creators of South Park?
No.
It's a movie called Team America. I was watching, like I said, like South Park and stuff, but like it is like borderline rated X. Like it is a hard R. And my dad brought me and a friend because he's like, it'll be like a little dirty, but it'll be fine. We were like sixth or fifth grade, maybe.
Yeah.
There are puppets fucking, and like not just fucking, they are like doing some absolutely Karma Sutra shit. And God. He is like, oh my God. And he felt so bad about bringing us. But
are you guys, Giovanna, are you like, if you see something on a show, do you immediately, that's bad that your kids shouldn't see, do you immediately look over and go, close your eyes?
Yes.
Yeah,
my dad did that to me, so I didn't have to have it. Close your eyes.
Yeah,
and then you'll see my, and then you'll see Sophia. She's so sneaky as shit. She'll do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like if there's like a scene, we're watching a movie. Even now, I'll do that to Anthony. Like if there's a scene and like a, you know, there's a girl with like tits or something, he'll immediately go. And close his eyes.
And he knows. He knows. And you're
yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. That's a good one.
No.
Let's see. It's true. It's true. RK, no. You're the type of mom that is totally on top of all your appointments with the kids. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay. So we got Giovanna saying it's true. Kim saying, and RK, no. I believe that entirely for both of you. Giovanna, you're very OCD. I imagine you're on top of those appointments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to be.
No. I think there was a time we were doing the podcast and I told Anthony he had a game and he didn't.
Why don't you put your stuff in your phone?
I do. So, you know, I got to say, like with our football app, the coach will sometimes like change things last minute. And so like I'm looking night before. Oh, you know, there's practice at this time. Oh, there's a game at this time. And it's like, oh, it's been switched to here. And I'm like, fuck, I didn't know. There's been my girl, Michelle. She always comes through in the clutch, though, because now, and it's so funny because Anthony, no matter when it is now, if he has a game to go to, he goes, call Michelle, make sure. call Michelle. I'm like, okay.
That's so funny.
So
it's true, RK. No, you're the type of mom that needs to know everything about your kids' social life. So especially for the older ones, you got to know who they're hanging out with. Maybe if they're going on a date, maybe if they're chatting with a girl or a boy or whatever it may be. 3, 2, 1, go. You're both nosy.
I'm nosy, a little nosy. I'm not a snooper. But I'm nosy. Like, I just want to know.
Wait a minute. Did you just say you're not a snooper?
Yeah.
Really? So if somebody's not like in a butt dial and you're not going to listen in to see who's listening.
It depends on who calls.
Like, I didn't catch you do that.
Yeah. Oh, I will totally do it. Like if Randy butt dials me or if you butt dial me, I'll just listen for a second. And I'll be like, No, it's just like nothing. And then I'll hang up. But if there's like talking in the background, I'll be like, oh. I'll totally listen like that. I won't rummage through drawers or anything like that. But Randy's a total snoot. So he'll do it. Yeah. And I don't care.
Like, what about their like personal lives and stuff like that? Like, are you nosy with their friends or if they're like,
I feel like you have to be I say this to Joseph. I was like, it's so different now than it was back then because there was only one phone. You picked it up. You knew exactly who the best friends were and all of that stuff. So I was like, I just want to be involved. If I knew who that was, it's like I'm involved in your life. And I say, God forbid something happens to you. I don't want to know, like, who's this person? Oh, I've been friends with this person for 5 years. How did I know that? I just want, I feel like you have to be somewhat involved in your life, in your kid's life. And 100%. Like when Joseph leaves, when, like what Kim said, I like to know. He was like, oh, mom, you know, you're leaving for Mother's Day. He was like, oh, if I go to the gym, you know, at the community, do I have to text you? I was like, yeah, because God forbid something happens to you. I'm going to know that you left the house. And I know that something like you're safe. Yep. So it's just, I feel like that because John, I mean, like if you're in the house, I feel like it's like a mom, like, okay, you're under my roof.
Oh, I know. I every single day now, again, I was away for 10 plus years.
Never well, how long has she been your mother? I don't think that thing's gonna ever leave, you know?
But now it's that I'm present again. It's like,
yeah. Well, it's never gonna not happen. Rob is 17. He's graduating school in 2 weeks. And he's, you know, he'll go grab something after school to eat and he'll text me and he'll be like, I'm gonna go to Chick-fil-A and then I'm gonna go to the gym after. I'm like, okay. And like, that's all, you know, if he's going out at night, if it's at, you know, a nighttime thing, I'm like, who are you going with? And he's like, mom, the same people. I'm like, who are you going with? And he's like, you know, Michael and this one. And I'm like, okay.
That's all it. Right.
Yeah.
That's
I just want to know. Where are you going? Like, if you're going to somebody's house, whose house? Cause like you said, G, that's like, true. God forbid anything. I just.
You got to know.
And it's not a control thing. And it is what people are like trying to be friends with their kids and stuff. It's nothing to do with control. It's about like, God forbid something happens. You know, this world is so fucked up. You need to know, like, if something's happening, you need to know where your kids are, you know?
No, it's not
that's like a lot of the problem is that most people or not. I'm not going to say most people. Some people don't care and they just want to get rid of them. And those kids know that. And those kids are the kids that are running the street and like getting into dirty shit. You know what I mean? I don't worry about my kids when they're out doing dumb shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's dumb, but they've never given me reason to. Mm-hmm. And I've told them that since they started hanging out with their friends on their own. I'm like, don't give me a reason to not trust you. And you will, whatever you want to do, I will basically let you do if it's reasonable. You know what I mean? I'll let you do as long as you're telling me what's going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't catch you doing some dumb shit that you shouldn't do. I'm cool.
100%. I got two more for you.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Are you the type of mom that is the touchy feely snuggly type with your kiddos? Oh. Or are they mom, get out of here? Cause you're all over them like that. 3, 2, 1, go. It's true from both. Mm-hmm.
And they like it.
They do. That's good.
Anthony's still snuggly. Is Juliana still snuggly?
So she and Sophia. Snuggle. Yeah. Snuggle monster. Juliana, you know what? It was an awkward thing. I feel like she was so snuggly. And then she hit what? 9, 10. She was like little standoffish. And now she's back to starting to be snuggly again. Yeah, so
same.
So she's back to starting to be my snuggle girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially during movies.
Yeah. Rob, not so much. And Michael has come back around.
I believe that.
You know, he's gotten older now, and now he's like, oh, he's more manly now. And he's like, you know,
he misses you.
Like, yeah, I'm like, you got to hug your mother. I used to tell him when he was little, he used to have to fall asleep and touch my hair. And I'm like, even when you're older and you're an old man and you're married with your own children, you got to come lay on my lap and let me play with your hair.
I love that.
Oh, I love them. That. Alana's super not touchy feely either.
Mm.
She's not touchy-feely.
She's what, 13, right?
She's 13. Yeah. Yeah. And it's so funny. Like, you, Randy will try to, like, grab onto her or massage her, like, shoulders. She plays volleyball. And she's like
an apple.
Rock. Yeah. She's like a rock. So he's, like, you know, digging in her back and stuff and, like, you know, trying to. And she's like, ah, get off of me. Or, like, you know, she'll go, we'll go in for a hug and she'll give the, you know, one of these.
The half-assed hug.
The half hug. That's like Rob.
He's like,
pretend you like it. Just, it's literally 2 seconds.
All right, here's the last one. Stuart Shurarkino, you defer to the other parent on tough decisions. 3, 2, 1.
That's tricky. You
know. I'll just make a pick. Kim says Arcano.
I mean, I try, but it ends up being me. So right. It's like, which one is it?
Mm-hmm. Right. I got you.
He wants them to love him. Like, okay, come here.
Yeah.
So, wait.
Yeah.
I rely, but it ends up being me.
Do you do this, G? Like when he was working a lot, would you go and like get gifts or whatever, like something that they really liked? Because I would do this. I would get something that the kids really wanted and I would wait for him to give it to them. Like he was, you know, he was the one to think of it and he was the one to, I would give him the credit.
Mm.
I would let him have the credit because I'm with them all the time. So I would
I do it like I will get things where I know it would mean a lot to them if it came from their dad.
Sure.
So it's like a 50-50. Like I do that. Like if I saw like a cool shirt or something, or if I like, if it was any like wrestling shit or whatever, or something like that, I'm like, oh, look what daddy got you or something. And I would do that. Or it just depends on what it is. And then I'll make it their moment. But if it's like a mom chick thing, like, cause I have girls, you know? Right. So it's like, it's different. But if it's like, there's times where I did do like it was like an award and I was like, okay, I should get flower, like a flower or something like that. Like something like that. I'm like, okay, because it's an award, it's accomplishment. They would want that from their dad.
I guess. So
Carl would come home and be like, thanks, babe.
I guess I mean more like ask your dad. If he says it's okay, then it's fine. Mm-hmm. Or if he says, ask your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, funny because when they know mom told me to ask you, that's when he's like, well, nope, because then he knows I would have said no already, but I'm giving him the chance to say
you're deferring to the other parent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's that.
That only usually happens with like sleep or something. Like, I want to sleep with you. And I'm like, I don't care. Go ex daddy. Whatever. And I know he'll say yes. He always gets in.
Mm. I think I do that more with Joseph because I'm like, all right, go ask your father. Go ask your father. And then he'll go ask Kurt. And then he's like, mom asked me, is this correct? And he's like, all right, if my wife is telling me, because I'm so truthful to him. And he's like, okay, if she's telling me to make this decision, that means that I have to agree with her.
Do the kids try to pull fast ones on you? Like, hey, dad, mom told me this.
Oh, no, they
don't.
Even though
you didn't.
Right.
Like mom said, it's okay if I do this. Is it okay with you? But even though you never said it was okay, do they try that?
They don't do that. I don't think they have the balls.
Yeah.
I don't think my kids have the balls to do that. I think that if I say no to them, they would do is go to him and ask him. And then if he says yes, then they'll do it. And I'd be like, what did you do? Why are you doing that? And they'd be like, well, daddy said I was allowed. That's what they do.
One of the reasons why I was an awful teenager is because when no one had cell phones, right? When I was little, it was high school was fucking beepers, right?
So it was in black and white.
It was beepers. And so like my mother would be asleep when I would go to school in the morning. And I know that she would like be like half dead, right? So either I would say to her, you know, that's when I would ask her something. Ma, after school, can I go to blah, blah, blah? And she'd be like, meh. And I would just like disappear and just come in. And she'd be like, where the fuck were you? And I'd be like, Ma, I asked you before I left. And there were times that I said, Ma, I asked you. And I never asked.
You never did.
She was like, did you? You know, but it's funny with the boys were Randy. So Rob is all into the MMA, the boxing fights, all that shit like that. So if Rob wants to rent a fight, I can't stand paying all this extra money for all these fights. They're ridiculous. They're like $80, $120, like all this. And he literally asks like every 2 weeks. Oh, can we get this fight? Oh, can we get this fight? Oh, can we get this fight? And so I always want to say no, but I know Randy will always say yes. So I let him be the hero. Oh, so I'm like, yeah, and that's me letting him be the hero again. And I'm like, don't ask me, Rob. Ask Randy. Don't ask me. I don't want to know. Just ask him. Or like if he wants to, you know, invite his friends over into the gym or whatever. I'm like, just ask Randy. I don't go in there. just go ask him. You know.
Well, that's great insight. And I'm happy we got to dive into some of those. Good little insight to you guys as moms. And you're both great moms. I meant that when I said that on Mother's Day. You guys are both really, really outstanding with your kids. And all your kids are so different too. And the way you adapt to each one is really, really cool to see. So kudos to you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed your Mother's Day. You deserve a good one.
Thank you.
That was a lot of fun.
And happy Mother's Day, belated Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Mm-hmm. As a rock stars.
100%. Now, Kim, it should be no surprise that you lost our swear jar, per usual.
Thank goodness, because I don't even know what the...
I don't even know either.
I texted it to you guys.
But my phone started ringing in the beginning of the podcast, and I threw it.
Hold on. All right. In the meantime... okay, I don't even have to stall. She's got it.
Yeah, no, I got it.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay. It's a good one this week. There's a good quote from our friend John.
You sent it straight from Twitter.
Yes, I sent you the direct tweet.
Okay. Am I on? And
it's
go.
All you. It's all you, and be ready to cheers us out here.
Okay. Okay.
Wait. Here's your American Idol.
Me.
That was wild. I couldn't believe that you did that.
Do you know I just went and downloaded all those old songs, like Maya and like The Boy Is Mine and like all those old things? Anyway. Love this song. Okay. So the John Cena quote of the week, and I don't have my glasses again, is real forgiveness is brave. God. Find that bravery when you can. It's not only a chance for you to move on with your journey, but you are also offering help to those that have hurt you. There aren't many more displays of selflessness than this. See, that's a good one, John. This is why we have a John Cena quote of the week. So damn inspirational.
He's always on point. Cheers to that, John Cena.
Johnny boy, Cena.
I drank all my water. Cheers, guys.
Update. We've never asked John Cena to FaceTime Brooklyn.
Yeah, you gotta get on that. So as we do every week here on The Wives, we like to read a little review. And as I said last week, guys, you leave that 5-star review for us and you send us proof of it. You tweet at us at Wives Wrestling, send it on Instagram, whatever you want to do. You'll be entered to win a contest. Yay. Where we will make a personalized video for you, thanking you for your support. So that's some good incentive shit right there, if you ask me. But we got a fun one here. This is a 5-star review.
Is it from Shelly?
From Nellie Lang. And it's titled The Best with a Heart. It says, I talk about you two as if y'all are my best friends. Quote, oh, Kim and G said this. The most relatable podcast ever as a mom of two dating an independent wrestler.
Yay. Good shit.
Wait, what's her name?
Nellie.
Thanks, Nellie.
Nellie.
So So sweet.
Oh, I just downloaded that song, Nelly from Missouri. I love you with Kelly Rowland. I'm so random. I'm so sorry.
So you guys are known in amongst my social life as the wives. I collectively refer to you as the wives. So if someone's texting me and I'm like, oh, hold on, I'm dealing with something for the wives or something like that. Like, oh, okay. They know who I'm dealing with. So
those bitches.
That's right. My side bitches, but in order for you to be my side bitches, it would require me to have a main bitch, which I don't have. So
he's but, still looking, ladies. Still
looking. Don't worry,
that
don't
main
worry.
Bitch.
Still. We gotta have a show about that. We gotta get maybe one of the people who write a review in your area. Oh,
I don't like where this is going.
We're gonna send you on a date.
Oh, I've gotten some messages from some fans of our show. Mm. So, appreciate those guys.
Wait, just messages or like video messages?
No, just DMs.
Yeah. Okay.
Please don't send video messages. Yeah. I request that. Please do not. Let's respect some boundaries. They can slide into your Instagram and send video messages.
Oh, no, thank you. Do you know I had to send my, I had to shut that off. It sucks because I had to shut my like Instagram thing off because like there was like, I hate saying like these words because, but people were sending like, you know,
pornographic.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, so I gotta like shut
listen,
it off.
Guys, just because she likes talking about dick on this show does not mean that she wants to see yours, okay?
Well, this was like, you know, years ago. I
okay,
won't
well, even so.
Yeah.
Even so. Just because she likes talking about dick on the show doesn't mean she wants to see it.
Okay? So strange how people just do that.
So weird.
Right? Nobody it's so that. Weird. It's like, hey, do you like me now? It's like, no, I want to report you to the police.
Well, yes. So the bottom line of this conversation is please no videos. But we will send you a video
send
of us.
John videos to John Alba. John _ Alba.
Thanks for the Insta plug. Appreciate it. But yeah, this is fun, guys. Great episode. And cheers to all the moms out there. Thank you for being fans of the Wives of Wrestling podcast. We really appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
And with that,
we're going to say one dick. Don't please. Say it, John. Because it sounds like you're asking for these videos by saying, make it a big one.
He said it, not me. Have a good one, guys.
Are you feeling stuck making minimum payments on your credit card debt? SaveWithConrad.com can help, and you don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket to do this. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender. Oh, and did I mention no house payments for 2 months? Get rid of your credit card debt and lower your monthly payments right now at SaveWithConrad.com.